Tonight it's the Chicks, the opponent for the Western Panthers, as they continue this historic playoff run in their high school's history. Come with a first district championship, and they move on to the next level against the tough Zealand team. Prior to the game, Jason, we were concerned.
Yes.
It would be a fair way to describe it.
I agree.
That we would be, we were limited with space in the press box and that you and I might be posted up outdoors in what's turning out to be about game time. Temperature's going to be around freezing. The wind is whipping out here. No snowflakes right now except for an occasional flurry. The field is turf.
Yep.
So we don't have to worry about poor grass conditions, but there is a film of snow over the field, and maybe a concern for Western is they don't spend a lot of time playing in a field that's not natural grass. But overall, right now, weather conditions a factor in the cold, and as I say, no real snow. Here comes some flakes, but we're just about ready to go, Jason. A long trip, but a fun trip as we get out here for some exciting high school football action.
Yeah, and as if Western needed one more thing to worry about, including the weather, you've got a pair of D1 defensemen that are headed to Division I football next year for Zealand East, coupled with a Division II tailback they're going to have to fight against as well. And you've got... I just lost him here, but you've got Boone Bonema. Sorry, he's headed to Western Michigan next year. He's a linebacker, 6'2", 250, or 220, excuse me. Joshua Fusco, their tailback, he's headed to Indiana Wesleyan on a scholarship to play football. And then, you have one other one, Adam Berghorst, the senior. He's 6'6". 250. He's a defensive end, and not only is he headed to Michigan State to play football, he's also going to be on the Spartan baseball team. So a dual sport scholarship for him.
Talented athletes here at Zealand, no doubt, which leads them to that 10-1 regular season record. Of course, unbeaten in their league, and that includes two wins over a pretty good Zealand West team, the team that outed them from the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that 10-1 record, that one loss back on September 7th at Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who, mind you, is still playing in Division IV. So this is...
Yes.
They lost to a very good team in a close game.
And they gave them all they could handle, too. One of the closest games that Central has played all year. And, really, they've... And when I say that, I mean, I'm talking in the playoffs. They've won games by 35-plus points, even in the division final round. So this team is really tough, and if they can give a team like that all they can handle, Western's going to have their hands full.
I think we were pretty pleased watching Western play a week ago. They're coming at Western comes into the game 9 straight wins. They're only lost all the way back on August 30th, and theirs was no slouch of a loss either. They lost to a Lumen Christi team who's still playing and is probably the favorite to win that Division VI tournament. They're going to have some tough games coming up, no doubt, but Lumen Christi has been ranked number one all year long. So Western's only loss is no fluke. I mean, they're playing well right now, too, and we saw them in a really nice game, a big win against BC Central last week at home, 44-21. So against a team that's supposed to be the best competition available for them at the time, they came out and played as good a football game as we've seen them play all year, and that was due large in part to Landon Raskowski. He led the way with the ground game, and I think before that game, we knew they could pass. We knew they could do some spread things that were kind of tricky, but I think that was the first time we've seen their offensive line dominate and the run game be the focal point.
Yeah, and with Landon Raskowski, he kind of mixes, he's a good blend of a power back and a speed back at the same time. He can power through defenders when he gets to the second level, but that initial burst out of the hole makes one cut and he's gone and you're into the secondary. That's always a good weapon to have, but like I said, with two D1 guys, one of them being on the defensive line, the other being a linebacker, and you have a freshman middle linebacker whose brother is playing at Central Michigan and started for this team last year at middle linebacker.
I heard he got the younger one had an offer coming his way, too.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Right now, you see the personnel on the field together. Eyeball test looks like a pretty even matchup, numbers-wise. That one big kid you mentioned, though, when you see him running across the field, that's an interesting, impressive figure from up here in the press box down in the field. Looks like a big kid. Yeah. So there's lots to watch for here. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We're rolling up to kick up about 7:30 here at K105.3, the Western Panthers and the Zeeland East Chicks. Your football frenzy, as the playoffs continue on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. B and her team are number one in Jackson. Why would you even consider leaving our town for your family's braces? Number one means no waiting for appointments and family-friendly scheduling before and after school. Dr. B is the only orthodontist that lives and practices here in Jackson. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why your visit to Summit Orthodontics will be stress-free. Summit Orthodontics, number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. The orthodontist who cares.
Mike Smido, Western School Superintendent.
Really what it boils down to is we're going to take care of your child. We care about your child. When you come to Western, you're coming to our family, and we're going to take care of you. Your child is a very precious part of your family, and we're going to do our best to educate them to the best of their abilities and our abilities. And if that means they need to have online instruction, we want to provide that. We want to give your child an opportunity to succeed and be the best they can be.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Score a career touchdown at Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated. Join our technical and skilled trade teams via top draft pick with their benefits and pay outstanding coverage levels with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. Come off the bench and into engineering, machine maintenance, facilities, and die maintenance. Score a touchdown today at Mackey. Apply at www.mishauto.com. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at Zeeland Stadium.
Yeah.
Getting ready for this tilt.
Packed in here pretty good on this cold night.
Yeah, but no complaints.
No.
Because the alternative was not not exciting.
Exactly. I did hear, though, that over in this little room to our right in the coordinator's booth for the visitors, Grand Rapids Catholic Central holds the record for fitting nine people in that booth. In that little booth right there, yeah.
We've got the clown car aspect
they
of the
did.
Skill level. Yeah, it's a skill level you'd never realize you needed to learn was comfort standing very close to other people for long periods of time. Our broadcast today brought to you by Laughlin Slice of Spice. Sunday is Senior Citizen Day, 15% off your entire meal, open to close, dine-in only. And don't forget Wine Wednesdays, where you get half off all wine by the bottle with meal purchase, dine-in only on that one, too. Jason, throughout the day, we'll be taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Not as many games now as there was a week ago and so on and so on as teams get eliminated. But one we're going to be keeping an eye on tonight closely is the Blissfield-Lumen Christie matchup. That's over on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM. 101.5 FM. We'll have updates from there.
I actually do have one.
Already?
As a matter of fact, brought to you by AAA of Jackson. Yeah, already. Guess who scored?
Lumen Christie Titans, Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas.
To
touchdown number 25 on the year. A 6-yard touchdown run to give the Titans a 6-0 lead. 6:24 to go in the first.
25 touchdowns. This is their 11th game of the year. So he's been a touchdown machine for the Titans as they've been unbeaten and look to get an early lead on Blissfield. That one just underway over about 7 o'clock. On Spring Arbor Road. Not quite as big a distance to travel for that broadcast crew as we had out here. Other games going on tonight for Reading, unbeaten Reading, who we saw earlier this year, put the hurting on Grass Lake. They're still unbeaten, and they played Detroit Southeastern tonight, and we saw an update on the way here that game was moved from Reading's Bar Stadium over to Hillsdale because of poor field conditions.
Unsurprising.
And we weren't surprised. We've been out there, and it rained that entire day, so that didn't help the field conditions then, and I'm sure since then they haven't had a chance to do much maintenance to recover it because it's continued to be wet and cold. And so not surprising they're moving it, but good. It'd be a chance for them to not have the field conditions ruin what otherwise might be a really nice football,
exactly.
A really nice football game. So Western and Zeeland tonight here on the radio. The winner of that one will look to face the winner of Cedar Springs and Muskegon, unbeaten Muskegon, another tough opponent waiting down the line for whoever wins this one, or Cedar Springs. Again, at this point, everybody's still good.
Yeah. Muskegon is a very, very tough opponent for that game, and that should be, a lot of people are predicting that that's who the winner of this game will face.
And meanwhile, the Lumen Christie Blissfield winner will move on to face the winner of the Montrose Flint Hamity game tonight. Flint Hamity still unbeaten on the season. And so that's a tough test with Montrose, too. And a lot of times you'll see a team like Zeeland East, 10-1. Well, what's that loss? You know? And then you look at it and go, oh, it's a really good, really good team. So it's not that anybody, like I said, everybody left is still very, very good.
And the conference up here in Ottawa County, the OK Green and the OK Blue both are incredibly difficult leagues to play in.
Sure. Glad we got to take a little jaunt through downtown Zeeland.
Yeah, that was cool.
Lovely little community over there.
Was hopping. Yeah.
And we've heard it's a nice place out here. And our one half of our other broadcast team, Tom Ratchford, former coach here at Zeeland.
Yeah.
So he probably, if we were wise, we maybe would have talked him into swapping his game so he could come be at the old stopping grounds.
Yeah.
However, they'll be that game on the radio again, 970 AM, 101.5 FM online at WKHM.com. We're brought to you tonight by a slew of sponsors. We're so glad to have them all on board. All of our out-of-town scoreboard checks for AAA of Jackson over on Wisner Street. Stop in there if you are looking to travel, you're looking to get some insurance. They've got you covered in all ways. Also like to say thanks to Jones Construction Solutions, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and Chilango's Cantina Grill. I'm more of a burrito bar fan myself, but you can't go wrong with any of Chilango's locations.
Steakhouse from the Chop House, man. Extra steak.
Extra steak sounds good to me pretty much anytime you say it.
The crew over there knows me, too, so they take good care of me. I like it.
Yeah, they tend to work that way, and we love them for it. So let's talk a little bit about defense today, Jason. I think one of the other things that we noted from our couple of times we've gotten to see the Western Panthers this season during that regular season run that is essentially the best in school history.
Yeah.
The defensive line played so tremendously well against Battle Creek Central, and you look at the guys... the names that come up for you, and we think about
Tyler Oxley.
Tyler Oxley. Thank you. You got the one that I was most looking to get for, but Brevin Wolianko.
Yep.
Brady Yoakum made some big plays out there for him.
Brock Myers did as well.
Mm-hmm. So defensive line play is going to be big for Western. They've got a couple different things to stop. So Zeeland has a solid running game. They can run the football. There's no question about that. But they also can go through the air. And at this point. You got to be, you know, you're looking at a lot of multifaceted weapons. I think Western can match that. The defensive line play, like I said, going great. And the defensive backs, we've seen them create turnovers. Nate Burke is a big, tough kid out there. So I think the coverage, I think a lot of things working good for Western. I don't know if you want to say in their favor, but I'd say a lot of times you're looking at it and going, man, it's going to come down to who executes the best tonight and who doesn't turn the football over.
Yeah, that's going to be the big key. And Western thrives their defense on creating turnovers. You know, we've mentioned Landon French, and Bodie Brown did really well in the last game. And the Feldy brothers were out there wreaking havoc for a little while. Nate Burke, like you mentioned, can come out and make some plays. So it goes a lot deeper than just the defensive line play. Their secondary is actually really, really strong, too.
Yeah, Western didn't get here by a fluke. They have a talented football team, and much improved under Coach Mifsud, and he got the Gatorade bath a week ago. I think I think he'd hope that that's not the case tonight. It's a little cold for getting a Gatorade bath, but if it means that Western wins and moves on, I think he'd put up with that to see this team advance.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be tough tonight against this very good Zealand team. Let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up for the rest of the broadcast. Again, we're looking to a kickoff about 7:30. Zealand Stadium, Western Panthers, and Zealand East Chicks on K105.3.
Topline Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Topline Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Topline Apparel is able to screen print t-shirts, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Topline Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Topline Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com. Topline Apparel says, "Go Panthers!"
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, pinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live from Zealand Stadium. The Zealand East Chicks set to host the Western Panthers. Stay tuned following the final gun for our Jackson area Subway player of the game. Yes, Three Bob Subways provide box lunch programs to area sports teams. As we transition from the fall sports season into the winter sports season, you're starting to make some plans. Get in touch with those Yes, Three Subway folks. If you got a hungry team to feed, they're going to make you a great deal and a great meal.
Yes, they will.
That rhyme. That should be some sort of a slogan.
Right?
All right, Jason.
Get Bob on that.
During the break, I was thinking I'm going to give you what I think is the key to the game for the Western Panthers, and I want to get your reaction to it. I think the key is going to be the offensive line play and how Landon Raskowski is able to run against these talented linebackers for the Chicks.
So I would completely agree with that. I mean, you've got two D1 defensive players to keep an eye on and keep your focus on, but on top of that, you've got nine other guys out there that you also have to key on. So being able to create blocking schemes that get Landon Raskowski space is going to be the biggest key for this Western team. You're exactly right.
And I think they're a team that can... They can open up the run with the pass. So if they came out, I wouldn't be surprised, quick play action, and they go deep. But that's only going to help them if they're able to also run the football.
Yeah, you have to have both aspects working, especially against a team like Zealand who has a really strong defense. You have to force them to respect both aspects of the game and not just focus on the run or the pass.
And increasingly... I believe that Western has the capability to do that, especially after that last game. Raskowski was impressive in that win over Battle Creek Central. So I'm optimistic about the options, but I'd be lying. I'd be phony if I didn't say the Zealand East team is impressive and scary.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And one of the big keys, maybe unsung for Western, might be Eric Pape. And we saw him really kind of come on last week and do a lot of good things for this Western team. And if they can get him somehow ingrained into the offense and moving through the offense and get Bodie Brown involved and get Nate Burke involved and get Wyatt Heavey even some carries and get him into the offensive rhythm. And they've got to have all of their weapons working so that the Zealand defense has to respect everything.
Exactly, and again, as I mentioned last week, that's the kind of game where they did have all those weapons firing. The pass game was good when it needed to be. Mm-hmm. The run game was great all the way through. The D-line was impressive. The secondary made plays, and they're going to need that kind of effort and then some. And still curious who's going to adapt to the cold temperature best, because this is a different game than Western's played all year. Mm-hmm. Certainly, even last week with the rain, it still felt like a fall day, and we've been immersed completely into winter this afternoon and now into the night, and I think our temperature somewhere in the low 30s, freezing temperatures. I slipped on some ice as we were walking over to the press box.
I did, coming back from the snack bar. So I did see, though, Tyler Pape warming up prior to the rest of the team being out on the field during warm-up. He was getting ready well ahead of time, making sure his arm was ready to go, getting acclimated to the cold in all his gear and things like that, moving around a little bit. And so that might come in handy for him, because now he knows what to expect when he takes the field for the first time.
I'm no tough guy, Jason. We thought we might be outside today, and we bundled up. You bought new gear just for tonight. And thank goodness that never materialized. But I saw some of those Panther players out there with short sleeves and the bare arms, and that's one of the best things about this playoff football. You end up in a situation where you got some snow, you got some tough guys out there with the skin exposed, and it just feels like it feels right. And I think we're almost ready for the kickoff here. A few minutes away, 7:30, our kickoff time here on K105.3, the Western Panthers and the Zealand East Chicks. We're going to take another 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get you set up for kickoff on K105.3.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
Caregiving can be enormously rewarding, but it can also be physically and emotionally demanding. That's why it's important for caregivers to seek occasional respite from the responsibilities. Whether it's for a few hours a week to run errands or a few weeks a year to take a much-needed vacation, Respite Care offers you the chance to reduce stress, restore energy, and keep your life in balance. Call Adrian at 750-2700 and learn how Spring Arbor Assisted Living can help you.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Zeeland East Stadium. Both teams have re-emerged from the locker room, and we're getting ready to go. We got Zeeland East in the, I guess, is that brown or is that black, Jason?
It looks like brown and gold.
I'm kind of getting the Manchester vibe from them.
Throwback Western Michigan.
Yeah, and they've got, there you go. That's a good thing to give people an impression of what those jerseys and helmets look like. Western going in the all white with the gold numbers, which is always a treat to try to read on the field, and the gold helmets. So we're just a few minutes away from kick. We've got the pep band out here in the stands for Zeeland. Western has traveled very well today. As you
mentioned, they have.
The bleachers are almost filled out. I think when everybody gets in and gets their snacks and gets to their seats, they're going to fill up that visiting stands.
Yeah, band's here, student section's here, and they made the trek. It's about a two and a half hour drive, depending on which way you go and traffic and everything, and we made it in pretty good time, thankfully.
All right, quick two-minute break, and we'll be back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you going to do? Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic peppercorn sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
The International Union of Kettlebell Lifters has been awarded observer status in the 2020 Olympics in Japan, with kettlebell sport lifting now being considered an Olympic sport. Quote, this is historic for kettlebell, according to Rhonda Glick, owner and head trainer of Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor. Also, the IUKL governing body of the Olympic Committee has named Rhonda Glick president, the USA IUKL Olympic Team USA. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center inside the Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor, where your functional strength begins.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith here at Zeeland East Stadium. 12 minutes up on the game clock, and we'll get the... Looks like we got the captains waiting to meet here in the center for a coin toss. As both teams getting themselves energized here, I guess is a good way to say it. And they'll work their way out to midfield. Official with the white hat waiting for them at the big Z. That extends from the 40 to the 40 with a... It's like Zorro took a giant sword to the middle of this field.
It looks a lot like... 80s sort of font, you know, like Zubaz.
Like Zubaz
font.
Pants, yeah. That's you nailed it.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, with Zubaz pants. Western
Theater of the Mind on the radio tonight. Western will receive. Nate Burke out there with his Hulk hand. I guess today is like the one day you're probably excited to have that on just because that one hand, you know, will get cold.
And Nate's a tough kid, too. He's been playing with that cast on for, probably 4 or 5 weeks now, I think.
And, I think he's had that all year, Jason.
Yeah.
He injured himself prior to the playoffs in basketball last season, and understandably a pretty tough injury. And he's working his way back. I hope that he's ready to get that off for the hoop season because he's one of my favorite area players to watch on basketball. So Zeeland set to kick off. And we'll see who Western sends back to return.
The wind already a factor. One of the side judges lost his hat. Had to run back out on the field and grab it. Wind's about 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 tonight.
I think we might verge more on 40 miles per hour as it gets later here in the game.
Yeah.
And temperatures will drop below freezing at times later in this game. So we're lined up back to return. The Western return team at the 10-yard line lined up. The kick is a low end over end, caught at about the 17. And on the return, Patience and looks to cut it out to the left. He's out to the 35, and looked like he kept looking for a space to turn it upfield, and it didn't materialize. Landon Raskowski already making his mark on the game early for the Panthers as they'll take over first and 10. And I'm looking for the official spot right at the 35-yard line.
A good spot for them on this opening drive. Tyler Pape, the quarterback for the Panthers, got a lot to deal with. Like we mentioned early on in the pregame, he's got defensive end Adam Berghorst, number 56, headed to Michigan State. He's going to be one to watch. Also, Boone Bonema, number 8, one of the middle linebackers. He's on his way to Western Michigan.
Shotgun here for Pape, as usual. Spread formation, handoff is to Raskowski on first down. He gets through that line over the 40 to about the 41 before he's brought down. And that's the kind of run you're going to look for, Jason. Not anything huge, not anything flashy, but you get those chunks on every play. And you get a big gain on first down, second and short, the playbook opens right up.
Absolutely, and this is a situation now where you've got second and intermediate, second and short, call it sort of in between there, but it makes second down so much more manageable when you can pick up a good chunk of yardage on first down.
Four wide for Pape. Raskowski remains in the game. He takes a hand up on second down. Not as much room here. Can't quite sneak through that hole. He's going to get about a yard before he stops to bring up third and 3 for the Panthers. We're just underway here at Zeeland East. 0-0 our score. Third down play here for the Western Panthers. And Burt comes into the game. He's split wide left. He goes about 6'4". club hand with cast hand, but this time it's Pape on the carry. He's got the first down distance. Past the 45, almost down to the 47. They'll put it in between that 46 and 47 yard line, and a first down for Western. And that's what you mentioned, Jason, in the pregame, how Pape can come through, and you maybe kind of lull them to sleep, and they get the focus on Raskowski, and then Pape can gash you for a big gain.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, brought down by Brendan Dunney, one of those outside linebackers.
Passing on first down is Pape. Open man, he gets it out, and it's a little beyond the outstretched hands of the intended receiver, Eric Pape. Incomplete, second down and 10.
Yeah, nice little timing route there. Unfortunately, Pape just couldn't get his head turned, Eric, that is, to pick up on the pass. And it's one of those designed plays where as soon as the receiver makes his cut, you start to throw the football so that when his head is turned, the ball is basically in his lap.
Second down and 10. Pape carries it. Keeper, designed run. He'll get close to midfield and get about 4.5 on second down to bring up 3rd and 6. Oh, they did move it. Look, they moved it right back. So let's call it third and seven.
Zeeland East brought the blitz that time. A couple of the middle linebackers swarming up the middle that allowed Berghorst to come around the end and really kind of suffocate that designed run.
They'll spread it out again here. Four wide receivers for Tyler Pape on third down. He's going to run into the line over the 50. Spins down, and he's not quite going to get to the marker. They'll pull him down at the 46. And they'll spot it back a little bit, 47. That'll bring up fourth down and about 3. And it looks like we'll see the punt unit come on the field for the Panthers.
And they'll send Mason Gillespie, or excuse me, wrong side of my program here, Logan Brower back deep to receive for the Chicks.
And we've seen Western successfully run a fake punt. I don't know that this is where they'll do it. Nope, the snap is good. Kick is up, it's high, not very far, and it's going to slide off to the right. Takes a Western bounce before it rolls past the 30 down to the 27 and out of bounds. First and 10 for Zeeland East inside their own 30-yard line. Jason, I think there are some good things that Western was able to do there in that possession. If you take away the miscue and the incomplete pass, that's probably another first down. So that's how important it is to be mistake-free tonight and how good they're going to have to play to come away with a win.
Yeah, and they set up for the run, and they had a couple of designed runs that worked really well for them. So we'll see if now they look to go a different route on their next possession.
Zeeland spreads it out. Three wide receivers left. And out of the shotgun, he'll hand off on first down. He had some room to run, and he's able to shorten those legs and get it going and get about 7 yards on first down. On the carry for Zeeland is Joshua Fusco, senior running back.
Yeah, he's another one of those high-level college commits, D2 Indiana Wesleyan bound next season for Fusco.
Second down and 2. Good spot on the run. 8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Tied at 0. First possession for the Chicks. Out of the shotgun. They'll go again. This time play action. QB keep, and he's got some room up the middle. He's going to get to the 50, to 45, to the 40. Breaks the tackle to the 30. Hops over a diving defender to the 15 and then pulled out of bounds near the 10-yard line, and he just kept running, and they couldn't stop him. Big play for Zeeland.
Yeah, that was Gabe Taylor, the quarterback on the option keeper. Pulled it back and made the right call there and just was long gone. Nate Burke had a shot to bring him down, couldn't do it, and just a fantastic play to bring up they've got a little bit to go, first and 10 from the 11-yard line.
Big gain there for Zeeland. First big play for our broadcast here, K105.3, the Football Frenzy. All of our playoff games brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. And on first and 10, the handoff again. Cuts it outside, looking to get to the edge. He's trying to turn upfield, gets to the 5. He'll dive for the end zone. No signal yet. Out of bounds. Short of the goal line. But a good play on first down for Zeeland. That might be close enough to get a first down.
It looks like it's going to be pretty close. Fusco just kept stretching the edge out farther and farther and eventually ran out of real estate, but kept, when he ran the edge, he was turning the corner at the same time, so he was able to get a big gain.
First and goal.
And they're going to call for a measurement while they do. AAA Out of Town Scoreboard, Lumen Christie The Titans take a six-play drive, 89 yards, highlighted by a 62-yard quarterback bootleg by Joe Barrett, capped with a six-yard touchdown run by Air Force commit Nick Thomas. Two-point good. Lumen leads 14-0, 10:51 to go in the half.
Out-of-town scoreboard for AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street.
And then they scored again. Nick Thomas, two-yard touchdown run, 20-0 now. Lumen Christie, 2:26 to go in the first half.
So it's second and inches here for Zeeland after the measurement. 8:15 to go first quarter. Zeeland knocking on the door of the end zone.
Watch the option here.
Yeah, Gabe Taylor out of the shotgun. Two receivers to the right. And he'll take it, hands off quickly. Fusco dives over. Looked like he was good. Now yep. The signal comes out. Touchdown, Zeeland East. Chicks score first, 6-0 Zeeland. 8:11 to go in the first quarter. Big play by Gabe Taylor. The big play on the drive. Usually taking about 70 yards. On that second down run play. Conversion attempt. Looking to see if they'll send the kicker out or not. Those wind conditions out on the field are going to make kicks tough all day.
Oh, definitely. And it looks like they are going to go for two here. Not even going to attempt the kick.
Offense stays out. Basically the same formation they just had, where you put Fusco on the other side, and now they'll look to pitch it out to him. Trying to get those numbers. And Taylor gets into the end zone, takes a shot, and as he gets it in, there is a flag down in the area where you think a holding call might be made.
Yeah, and it looks like they were signaling early that it's a hold against Zeeland East.
So the conversion, no good here. The holding penalty will keep them out. Still 6-0, Chicks. And now they'll walk off the penalty. And so now from the 13, a little different look here for the conversion play. So we wait for the call, huddled up on the field. Now we get a quick substitution here at the end of the play as Bonema comes out and is replaced by Alex Stockdale.
Stockdale going to line up at the tailback position. That'll move Fusco to the wing.
And now it looks like we maybe false start, or is there a timeout before the play? Yeah, Zeeland takes a timeout. A little confusion in getting that lineup set. We got a timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast. Back with a two-point conversion attempt on K105.3.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All of our high school playoff football action brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair, it's no accident. Thanks to Phil and Barb for once again supporting high school playoff sports. 8:11 still on the clock after a holding penalty. It's goal conversion, 13, and they got to get the conversion here. One play, one try, back to pass for the first time. Pressure, he's scrambling, gets the throw away into the end zone. And looks like it's caught.
Good.
Conversion's good. Good job by the Western defense to get some penetration and pressure. But good job by Taylor to elude the pressure and make a good throw on the run. 8-0 Chicks with 8:11 to go. Let's take another 30 seconds and come back with the kickoff on K105.3.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician for emergencies on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Kick is a low liner, picked up at the 15-yard line. And bobbled back to the 10. Raskowski's got it. Now he gets a little headway. He's going to get past the 20 again, but to the 21, he is stopped. And Western's first and 10. At about the 21 in their own territory. 8:03 to go, first quarter.
Good recovery by Raskowski after he kind of bucknered the football on the kick. Took an awkward bounce, rolled right between his legs, and had to scramble back to pick it up.
Yeah, it's, for what it could have been, this is not bad field position. On their second possession, though not as good as they had before, and they struggled to make much happen on their first possession. They did get a first down. We'll see what they've got to offer on this possession. Raskowski in the backfield with Tyler Pape. Four wideouts in motion. And fakes the gift. Pape keeps looking to the left. He gets to the edge. Turn it up. Field. He's got some room to run.
Got a lot of room.
40 to the 50 to the 40. 30. One guy chasing from behind. Brings him down at a 19-yard line. And Tyler Pape with a huge play on first down for Western deep into Zealand territory.
That was a big run. He got a little bit of daylight and was off to the races. It became a track meet towards the end there with Alex Stockdale running him down from behind. But a great job on the keeper. By Tyler Pape. Very well designed play.
59 yards on the carry and first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Panthers. Pape still on the field. Not even breathing hard. He hands off to Raskowski, who breaks a tackle in the backfield. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more. Second and 10 coming up for the Panthers.
Yeah, and that tackle that time by the D1 commit, Adam Berghorst, the senior, and he is by far clearly one of the biggest kids on the field, and he looks like a D1 athlete.
Yeah, and there's, for the games we see, you only get to see players like that and occasionally, but it's almost obvious to you when you see them on the field matched up against some guys who will probably, you know, not bad players, probably never see that level of competition. Second down carry gets to about the 19. Good defense again by Zeeland on the carry. Pape brought down. Third down and about 8.5.
Berghorst with the tackle again. He's on that Kirk Gibson scholarship at MSU, Steve. He's going to play football and baseball for the Spartans. Getting it done. That young man, he doesn't look it, but he's 6'6", 250.
Oh, and he looks
6'6",
yeah.
But the 250, he's a lean 250.
Yeah. It's dense. In motion, back to pass on third and long. Pape gets it out and leaves it a little short for the receiver. Even if he catches it, he's not getting the first down marker intended on the play was James Bloomfield, excuse me.
Yeah, Bloomfield's been lining up in the slot and gone in motion on the last play that set up the excellent field position for Western.
And we mentioned, Jason, the wind, field conditions kind of put the kicking game in question, so the Western offense will stay on the field here on fourth down and about 8.5. First down marker set on the 10, back to pass. Pape gets pressure, hit as he throws, gets it away. Almost a miraculous catch, a one-handed stab at it, and it looked like he might grab it, but it does fall incomplete. Turnover on downs for the Panthers. And it looks like that's Eric Pape intended on the play.
Yeah, that was, and that was a great job. It looked like it was overthrown well over everybody's head, but Pape made a great job and just to get a hand on it and nearly brought it in.
6:18 to go first quarter. It's an 8-0 Zeeland East Chicks lead. They get the football back inside their own 20-yard line at the 18. They come out with the spread formation. Similar in what they like to do to what Western does. Fusco in the backfield with Taylor. He takes the handoff, gets through the line, and he's got a big game coming his way. He gets to the 40, now turns upfield at the 50, out of bounds at the 40-yard line in Western Territory. Nate Burke, the last line of defense, and a big gain again. This time, Fusco, the ball carrier, and Zeeland once again making a big move down the field.
Yeah, and that run right there is going to put him over 1,000 yards on the season for that young man in his final year at Zeeland East. Good tackle by Burke.
Well blocked. And this time, the fake to Fusco. And Taylor able to exploit the middle of that defensive line, gets to the 30-yard line, close to the first down, and looks like it'll be just shy by about a yard, second down and one.
Yeah, the second level is going to have to do yeoman's work here, trying to stay home enough to focus on which one of those two out of the backfield is going to have the football out of that option, Gabe Taylor and Joshua Fusco.
31-yard line. You know, Jason, they've been going right at the heart, right in the center of that line. And now they'll look to go to the outside. It's a designed run play for Taylor. Gets to the edge, turns off field. Now he cuts it back inside, spinning. Able to hold on to the football nearly at the 10-yard line. Looks like they'll spot that about the 11. But a first down. And again, Zeeland able to move the ball very effectively so far.
Yeah, a lot of excellent blocking up front and good vision both by Fusco and Gabe Taylor on these option runs.
Well, on that one, when Taylor goes to the outside, he's got two guys in front of him clearing the way, and he was able to just eventually overtake them and get into some open field. First and 10, and this is a handoff. Fusco up the middle. He's got a chance at the end zone, dives, and he's in. Touchdown, Chicks.
Big time run up the middle, dive, or yeah, I guess really more of a dive play than a delay, and or a draw play, if you will. And he had all kinds of daylight. He could have ran it back to the goalpost if he wanted.
So we'll get a point after attempt, 14-0 Chicks with 5:01 to go. Still first quarter, 7:30 kickoff tonight. A little later if you're just joining us. And they come out with that same spread, three wide receivers. And he'll look to pass. Rolling out, looking to the end zone, gets it up, lost it, caught, gets the feet down, and the conversion's good, make it 16-0. Chicks with 5:01 to go first quarter, 30-second break on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
More than a job, join a team. Contact XL Staffing to accelerate your career opportunities with Mackey. Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated has direct hire and temporary full and part-time production, assembly, machining, forklift, die-cast, and press immediate openings. MishAuto.com. Direct hire pay starting at $15.38 for days and $15.98 for nights, all through XL Staffing. And that website again, MishAuto.com. Ball blown off the tee on the first try. They get it back up, and the kickoff is a low one again. Raskowski fields it cleanly at about the 19. Looking for some space in the line. Blast through the hole. He gets caught, though, and he'll get pulled down at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for Western, now digging their way out of a 16-0 hole early. Big plays coming in droves so far for Zeeland.
Yeah, the only time they've ever had to throw the ball really is on the two-point conversion. They haven't needed to break out the passing game at all in this one. The option run has just given Western's defense fits.
And even after their own big play on that paper run on the last possession, Zeeland was able to tighten up and hold them deep in their territory there. and then able to take it downfield and score. Pape now out of the shotgun. He'll give to Raskowski. Running forward to the 35, to the 36 before he stopped. Call it 3.5 on first down, 2nd and 7.
Something interesting I'm noticing is they're having one of their secondary players for Zeeland East, Brandon Dunney. He's kind of creeping up into like almost an outside linebacker position, and then one of the other middle linebackers, Tag Bonema, he sneaks his way around and curls over and becomes a protect player on the outside edge.
In motion there. Fakes the give. Pape's going to keep. He's not going anywhere. He'll get it back to the 35, but that's going to be a loss on the play. 3rd down and 8 for the Panthers. Javon Lewis, the receiver on the play, coming across on the fake sweep. And 3rd and long again. It looks like we might have to go to the air if you're the Western Panthers. Now under 4 minutes in the first quarter, trailing 16-0. Cold night under the lights here at Zeeland East, near Holland, not near the Indiana border, as some
had to
people
bring
have
that
speculated
up,
previously.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Well, I had no idea, so we're in the same ballpark. I just didn't take a wild guess. Down the field, open player. He was open for a moment. Nice job on the coverage as Joshua Fusco comes around to try to jump the route. He does knock the pass away, but Burke had a shot at it too.
Yeah, he did, and it was a well-thrown football, and unfortunately just playing back was Fusco, dropped back into center field coverage, and that's going to bring out the punt team for the Panthers.
Second time for the punt team to come out. The first one was a high one that didn't go very far. We'll look for a better one here. 3.5 to go first quarter. That one does go off to the right. It's going to get to the 47 there and bounces sideways out of bounds. Pretty good field position for the Chicks coming out comfortably with a 16-0 advantage with still 3.5 to go here in our first set.
Yeah, and you can see the wind playing a factor in the punt game for Western. Those punts look really good. Then they get to a certain point where the wind is no longer blocked by the press box, and they just stop almost.
Yeah. And that carried that one right out of bounds. Panthers defense needing to shore up that D-line. Big holes in the middle so far on the run attempts for Zeeland. Hand off to Fusco. He'll look for some space, picks apart a spot in the middle. He'll get into Panther territory down to the 45 before he's stopped. 2nd down in about 3 yards. Thanks for joining us all year on a K105.3 football games. These playoff games brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Available for replay at JacksonESPN.com, our high school football audio archive there, where we kind of collect all of the games from here. KHM, high school football, high school basketball, they're all there. 2nd down carry goes to Fusco. He's going to get the first down over the 40. Tries to stay on his feet to the 37, and they'll spot it back at about the 36. No, I'm sorry, 39. I was giving them about 3 yards. They didn't need any extra yardage.
Yeah, they don't need any help on this one. And if you are the Western Panthers, I mean, normally you're used to your defensive line being the one bullying people around, but today they have really struggled to get any sort of penetration.
Some big kids on that Chicks offensive line. This time the read option there for Taylor, and he's going to be close to the first down marker again before he stopped, slipped up just shy of the 30-yard line. Wow, that spot's actually pretty good for Western. Second down and about 3 from the 32.
Yeah, that read option was a little bit slow to develop. The interior offensive linemen, who are the pull guards, just didn't quite get off the gate pretty quick, but then created a hole rather easily.
Under 2 minutes to go now, first quarter, 16-0 Chicks lead. They're driving again. And this time Taylor hands off to Fusco, and he breaks through the line, gets to the second level. Speedy guy, down to the 5. Stop shy of the goal line. Football comes loose at the end, but that was the ground caused that fumble. They'll be spotted 1st and goal from the 1. They get 4 tries at the end zone. Another big run play. Jason, once again, right between the center and the guard. They just have been able to create holes up the middle. throughout this first quarter.
Yeah, and if you watch, the left guard pulled on back-to-back plays, and that caused the second level to overcommit to the left-hand or the right-hand side of the formation, and it caused a nice big gaping hole for Fusco to just break on through.
Taylor takes the snap, hands to Fusco, dives into that line. Looks like he's got it, and there's the signal. Touchdown again, Zeeland Chicks. Third score here with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Another two-point try coming here for the Zeeland East Chicks. They'll break the huddle. Four wide. And now an empty backfield for Taylor. And he's back to throw, looking for a quick slant. Nothing there. Goes the other. Check down is open. Pass incomplete. There's a stop for the Panthers. 22-0 is our score with 1:05 to go first quarter. 30-second break. And we'll be right back with a kickoff.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Defoiled Jason Smith at Zeeland East Stadium. 1:05 to go first quarter. Jason, you got an out-of-town score for our AAA of Jackson?
I do. Muskegon leading Cedar Springs 13-12 as Landon Raskowski will get through to the 35 on the kickoff. Flag on the play.
Raskowski will get down to about the 35 before he stopped. Again, that Muskegon Cedar Creek game is for the next round for whoever wins this tilt. Right now, Chicks in control with a 22-0 lead. And did we see the result of the flag here?
I think we're getting to see it right now. Clip. Or chop block, excuse me, on the receiving team, Western. That's going to walk it back quite a ways.
As we work on the final 57 seconds of our first quarter here, again, 22-0 Chicks have scored on each of their first three possessions.
So that one actually takes them back to the 20. Not ideal.
Western offense on the field now. Tyler Pape, Landon Raskowski in the backfield. Nate Burke split wide left. And in motion, they give to the receiver, looking to get to the edge. And a nice tackle in the open field there. He'll lose about two on the play. He had one guy to beat on the edge, James Bloomfield, on the carry. And he's brought down for a loss. If he gets past that guy, Jason's got daylight until about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he had plenty of room to move. It looked like he had Austin Bowman beat on the edge, and then he just wrapped him up and wouldn't let him go. And Bloomfield stopped for a two-yard loss.
Second and 12 here from the 18-yard line. And back to pass. Tyler Pape gets it outside, caught, and then dropped. Hit, jarred the football loose on the tackle for Zeeland. Austin Bowman again, making plays all over the field. And a nice tackle there to jar the ball loose and bring up third down and about 12 for the Panthers. Deep in their own territory with 15 seconds left on our first quarter clock.
We've got a Western Panther who's actually come off the field onto the Zeeland side, kind of favoring his knee there, or his leg on the right side.
Able to get himself off the field of play, so we'll keep the game action going. As the trainer makes their way across the field to get to the injured player, and like you said, Jason, looks like a lower body injury.
Yeah, I just was looking down along the Zeeland East sideline, and They have on, you know, the old school, like, late 60s, early 70s, like, linebacker cloaks that they would wear on the sidelines. Those are awesome. I mean, even the bench guys look menacing in those.
So Pape, the injured player on the play, he's up and walking across the field under his own power, but a noticeable limp. And as you could, the pant leg on the left leg pulled up enough to expose a left knee brace. So perhaps tweaked something that was already less than 100%. Burke will come on to replace Pape. So 15 seconds, a third down and 12 play for the Panthers. They go with four wide receivers. Raskowski is the back. Pape, the quarterback. Tyler takes the snap, back to pass. Looking downfield, down the middle, threw a little high. Beyond the outstretched hands of Javon Lewis, had one-on-one coverage back there and had a chance at it, just a little high on the throw.
And Austin Bowman was back there in the coverage way back in the safety position. He made a play on the left side of the field, then he made a play on the right side, and then he made a play in the middle. I mean, this kid is everywhere. He's lined up as almost like a nickel corner. And now the punt team out.
From the 7, steps ahead to the 10 and gets it away. Fielded at the 44 and caught, and he'll be brought down in Panther territory at the 37, and we get a flag in.
That came in late, too.
Late, and it looked like maybe a Western player coming through with a hit late.
Possibly.
Where's that guy with the white hat? There's so much white on the field between the snow, the jerseys, and the other officials. And it looks like
it's going to go against Zealand.
Yeah. That signal, but
blindside block.
Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
So we'll move it back for Zealand. A little extra help there for the Panthers with 1.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's 22-0. Zealand Chicks with the football. I get a second signal of the penalty. Did they give them two?
they walked it back only 15, so I'm hoping they only got one. They were concurrent. How about that?
There you go. 46-yard line. 8 o'clock here, K105.3, WKHM FM, HD1, Brooklyn Jackson. There's a snap. Hand off to Fusco. That's not Fusco. That's the other dangerous back there for Zealand, Alex Stockdale on the carry. And so he gets the big game.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter who they've got back there. The offensive line is creating the push, and, I mean, I could probably get out there and maybe pick up a yard or two.
Some of these holes that Fusco and Taylor have run through so far, Jason, yeah. You could drive a truck through some of these
they've got so far.
Great blocking in the first quarter, but that's come to an end. Second quarter, we might see a shift. Let's see if the Panthers can get some momentum. Let's take a one-minute break on K105.3.
A commercial contractor that takes pride in working together with a client, subcontractors, and suppliers. Jones Construction Solutions, specializing in commercial construction and renovations. Whether it's building a new restaurant, renovating an existing office building, or adding on to a growing car dealership, Jones Construction Solutions. Toby Jones has incredible relationships with area subcontractors and suppliers, ensuring your project gets the attention to detail you need. Log on to JonesConstructionSolutions.com for more information now. A proud supporter of Western Athletics.
Top Line Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Top Line Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Top Line Apparel is able to screen print t-shirts, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Top Line Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Top Line Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com. Top Line Apparel says go Panthers.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
And as we're back from the break, it didn't take long for Zealand to get into the end zone again. And it looks like Taylor on the QB keep there. and another six on the board for Zeeland. First play of the second quarter. Our second quarter is brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive.
Yeah, that was basically just an option keeper, and he took off down the sideline, found a break downfield, got another huge block right near the end zone, and was able to walk it in easily.
And Jason, you give credit where it's due. The offensive line has been brilliant for Zeeland, and then these guys have not missed one. They haven't missed one gap, it seems. On the two-point conversion play, the Western defense stops them shy of the goal line. So there's a stop, and we have 28-0. Now the score, Zeeland East hitting on all cylinders early. But like I said, Jason, the blocking has been spectacular. And then when these guys get a hole, they do the right thing with it. They get into that second level, and then they're able to just turn on the burners and make big things happen. Zeeland's offense has been impressive early.
Yeah, they've been very impressive, and they create those gaps and the speed and the athleticism of Zeeland East. And then on top of that, they're able to shed tackles and follow blockers patiently even farther down the field, let things develop, let things happen for them, and it's worked to their advantage thus far.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Laughlin Slice of Spice. Thursday night, ladies' night. Half off all bar drinks for the ladies beginning at 4 p.m. Featuring an array of Michigan craft brews, seasonal sangrias, and Jackson's authentic wood-fired brick oven pizza. Reservations and call-ahead seating available anytime. Slice of Spice.
Yeah, and I've heard physicists and say that brick ovens are the way to make pizzas.
Physicists, huh?
Yeah, they did the science nerd thing. I talked about it on the Stampede the other day. Fumble.
Kickoff fielded at the 31 by Western, and the return fumbled at the end of the play. And I'm looking for a signal. It is Zeeland ball.
Yep.
Special teams play for Zeeland.
That was the freshman, Sebastian Hunderman, recovering the football on the special team side. And not the way you wanted to start the second quarter with a quick touchdown and give up the football on the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah, I think I had Lewis on the return there, Jason.
You are correct on that.
First and 10 for Zeeland. 38-yard line in Western territory. A chance for them to add to this 28-0 advantage with 11:43 to go in our second quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Taylor back to pass. Rolling out. He's got time. Gets it out. Intercepted.
Oh!
In his hands and dropped. Absolutely dropped that one. Landon French.
Oh, man. He was the only one around for 10 yards and had it in his breadbasket and just couldn't hold on.
Yeah,
that was the break they needed right there.
That was an interception and a return that could have gone the distance with a couple key blocks, but 11:37 to go, and it's still 28-0, and it turns into nothing but an incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Chicks. CHIX.
Yes.
Chicks. Zeeland East.
The very stern-looking chicken mascot.
There's a handoff, and this time they'll hem Fusco up, and he's got nowhere to go. Third down and long, and there's the Panther defense we recognized from a week ago, making the stop on Fusco. Third down and about 9.
Yeah, they finally were able to get through, get some penetration, and break some of those blocks early on from the offensive line, bring him down for just a 2-yard pickup.
Third and long here. They haven't seen too many of these so far, Zeeland. Gabe Taylor and Josh Fusco taking turns, breaking big plays for the Chicks. Shotgun here for Taylor. And snaps a little high. He's looking to run out left side. He's got some room to the edge. Great blocking by Fusco downfield. Gets to the 30, but it looks like they'll stop him shy of the marker. And the spot should be about the 30, maybe the 31, Jason.
Yeah, it looks like they're setting up at the 31, which is going to put them about 2 yards short of the first down. And again, you see great blocking, even downfield by the likes of Fusco and some of the other slot receivers and such for Zeeland East, creating opportunity.
Yeah, when they turn that run to the outside and Taylor, the designed ball carrier, and Fusco just goes out and starts kind of blazing a trail. They've been great on sealing in some defenders and giving him room to run. So on fourth and 2, the offense stays out. It's Taylor and Fusco in the backfield. Taylor will keep. He's got the first down and then some. We got a flag on the play coming in.
In the area of holding.
And now I can't see it on the field, but I swear, I know I saw it, Jason. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
All right. And it will go against Zeeland. So what would have been a first down will be called backwards, and they'll walk up a penalty against the Chicks. And just a mistake, pure mistake there, Jason. They had the distance for the first down and then some, and they'll pull that backwards. So from fourth and two to fourth and seven, make it eight, fourth and eight. Under 10 minutes to go, second quarter, 28-0 Zeeland Chicks, and a big chance for the defense to make a stand here for the Western Panthers.
Yeah, they would love to have a stop here, get any kind of momentum they can get going in their direction.
Man goes in motion. It's a pitch out and a running back pass for Fusco. He's got a man. Good throw. Did he
intercepted.
Catch it? Intercepted. And he's standing on his feet. Breaking tackles at the 20. Western makes the play on defense. And Jason, I couldn't pick out the number in the pile, but it looks like Atonement is the name of the game on that one, and I think Landon French made that pick.
Yeah, that was Landon French on the interception there. Good interception there. Two guys threw it into double coverage, had a man beat, but just threw the ball a little bit short. Maybe the wind kind of killed that pass.
That's a possibility.
Great interception, and the usual field position for Western in this game. They're starting right around the 20-yard line.
Jason, Landon French dropped the easy one that was right in his breadbasket, and then he goes up in the air and makes a tough grab on that one. The Panthers will take it and get the offense back off the bench and onto the field. Back to pass, Tyler, or back to take the snap, Tyler Pape. In motion is Bloomfield, and he takes the give, and he turns upfield, and he is smashed. He gets about 6 yards on the carry before taking a big hit.
Oh, that was John Bowes on the hit, and my goodness, he got leveled. I mean, he literally stood him up. It was like a blindside body check in hockey.
So yeah, they actually give him 8 yards on the carry, second down and two, and he stays in the game.
Yeah, he made him earn it.
I think maybe it looked worse than it felt. Tough to imagine that. Pape looks like he was maybe looking to hand it off. He keeps instead. He'll lose a yard. No, they give him a yard. Pretty good forward progress there. Third and one.
Yeah, that looked like it might have been a designed option play, but Raskowski bailed out of the backfield early, and they're going to go hurry up here.
Pape takes it, looking to go, and they'll get some penetration. He's able to shrug a couple guys off, but only gets back to that line of scrimmage, and it'll be fourth down and short here for the Panthers.
So now they decide to huddle up this time. The hurry-up didn't quite work. Tried to catch them off guard, not able to line up quickly in time, but Zeeland was ready. And now I think it looks like the punt team might come out. Nope. Just a
28 to nothing deficit. I think you go for it here, fourth and one. And that guy with that holding that stick keeps moving closer and closer to the marker.
And they go bunch or type wing
team. Formation there. Raskowski's got the first, jumps over defender.
Wow.
And they will stop him, look for a moment like he might find some daylight. They do get the first down, move the chains. And Western will have a fresh set of downs from the 34. Raskowski's slow to get up after the play, but he does get up. And Raskowski's, that's the guy on the field there, Jason. No sleeves. Tough kid.
Short socks.
Yeah.
He's ready for it. And it looked like he almost changed direction midair when he was leaping over the pile. And he was headed to the right and then jumped. And then all of a sudden he's cutting left.
Defying physics.
Fumble.
Yeah, tough handoff there. The exchange not quite good. Right now I'm seeing signals from Western players that they still have it. And that looks to be the case. So Western holds on, but they lose a yard on the botched handoff, second down and 11.
Yeah, Zeeland just has not, or excuse me, Western has not been able to really get anything going at all in this one.
6:48 to go, second quarter. Western with the football, second and long. Quick pass out to Bloomfield, and he's met immediately by one and then two defenders. And he'll lose another yard on the play. Third down and about 12 here.
Yeah, Austin Bowman with the initial contact, and then Adam Berghorst came over and finished off the job.
Surprise, surprise, Austin Bowman makes a defensive play.
Yeah, on another different part of the field. This time he's in the backfield.
He goes where they need him.
That's right. To quote the legendary Greg O'Connor. I told him, I kind of called him out because he only had the short trek to Spring Arbor Road, and he said, I go where I'm needed. I said, good. I need you to go to Sealand.
Four wide, Pape.
Blitz coming.
Pass gets pressure. They set up a great screen. Raskowski's got it. They'll get him from behind before he gets to the marker. Gets to about the 40, and he's pulled down. And that's going to bring up fourth and five for the Panthers. Right play call at the right time. Just a great pursuit by the Zealand defense.
Adam Berghorst, he chased Tyler Pate probably all the way back to the 15-yard line, trying to take him down on that screenplay. Punt team out.
Yeah, punter on the field. Kick is up. That's a beauty. That'll be fielded at the 25. And good coverage. They'll wrap him up. And look, there's the pull down. About the 26, he stopped. Forward progress. They might move him up a little, but not much more. Good coverage, good punt. First and 10 for Zealand on their own end of the field. Halftime coming up for Collins Brothers Floor Covering at about 5:24 on our game clock. We'll get you an update on any out-of-town scores we have. At our last check, Lumen Christie was a 20-0 lead against Blissfield. And
scratch that. AAA out-of-town scoreboard. Nick Thomas, shocker. 20 yards out, 26-0, Lumen Christie leads.
Triple A of Jackson on Wisner Street, your out-of-town score. And at last check, Cedar Springs and Muskegon in a close one, 13-12 Muskegon lead in the early going. First down, run play again, right through the middle, over the 30, down to the 34 before he stopped. And that's Fusco on the carry.
I'm still waiting for a Muskegon score update here.
5 minutes now, taken away here in the first half clock. Second down and 3 yards. There's your snap. Hand off to Fusco. He'll go right to the middle again. Gets the first down. Grabs away from a tackle. And he's on a foot race to the 40. 35. Goes into the air. And he's brought down hard at the 32-yard line. Another big gain for Fusco. And a 28-0 advantage for the Chicks. Looking like they might try to add on to it here in the final 4.5 of the first half.
And he tried to leap over Nate Burke, and Nate wasn't having any of it. Just kind of flipped him onto his tail. Ended that play.
First down. 10 yards from the Panthers. 35. And Taylor will keep, and they'll have him up. He's not quite going to make it back to the line of scrimmage. And he'll never get off his feet, but they definitely stop the forward progress. And they'll move him back by about, I'd call it 2 inches, Jason.
Yeah, he doesn't take much of a loss, but a loss nonetheless. AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard update. Third quarter, 5 minutes to go. Muskegon leads 21-12 over Cedar Springs.
Second down and 11 for the Chicks of Zealand East. Putting on a show with the running game, three wide, and this time a handoff goes to Fusco. Looks, they closed off the middle. He gets to the outside. The 25 stiff arms a guy over the 20 to the 17 before he's pushed out of bounds. And that is another tough run by Fusco, and he's looking like he's loving every minute of it.
Oh, I would be too if I was over 1,000 yards on the season and just padding my stats the rest of the way. Chased out of bounds by Landon French and Tyler Oxley, and both of them trying to get this defense fired up here.
First down, 10 yards, Chicks, 18-yard line in Western Territory, knocking on the door, 3:25 to go in the half. And the snap's a little high, but he still gets the carry to Fusk.
Of a delay in getting that play to develop, and it allowed Western to break through.
Give him just enough time. 3 minutes now on the clock. It's running here. Second down and 9. Chicks with a 28-0 advantage. Three wide receivers. Two to the right. Hasn't mattered so much for Taylor as he runs to the left.
Big block.
And he gets a great block at the line. Cuts it back in, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland. Great call on that one, Jason. He got to the line, and then you just saw Brock spring him the rest of the way.
Yeah, that was Fusco that picked up that huge block that broke him free, and then he broke a tackle at the goal line, fell into the end zone, and this one's getting out of hand in a hurry.
And they'll come out for a two-point try again. And there's the snap, back to pass again. Taylor, now he'll scramble, still throwing on the run. And it looks caught from here, looking for a signal. It's good. Two-point conversion, 36-0. That's your lead for the Chicks with 2:41 to go in the first half. 30-second break, and Western will get another shot at it on K105.3.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So here we go, 2:41 to go. First half kick is up, and it bounces and rolls, and it's going to get to the out-of-bounds line, so there will be some decent field position for the Panthers. And they can continue to kind of just kick it low, let it roll, and probably, Jason, like you said, not to get it up into that wind where it can blow out of bounds, but that's the result on that kickoff. Though right now, the flags aren't doing anything in that.
Yeah, they've kind of
coming back to life here.
Yeah, died down a little bit. But every time we bring up, or that I notice, and I look over there, and I'm like, oh, wow, the flags aren't moving. They start moving pretty quick.
4 inches of snow on tap for tonight here in Zeeland. But after 1 a.m. was what I saw earlier today, Jason. So
yes.
Hopefully we'll be well on our way back to Jackson before that occurs.
Let's hope.
Snap to Pape, handoff to Raskowski. He's got a little room there. Gets over the 40 to the 41. About 6 yards on first down. Second down and 4 for the Panthers. 2:29 on our first half clock. Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together, we thrive. Steve Dorr and the whole crew over there at East Jackson.
Always take good care of us.
I was there Thursday night, last night, playing volleyball in the gym there.
They have walking tacos. One of my favorite venues.
And there's another gift to Raskowski. Nice dodge on a tackle. He's going to get up to the marker. I think he's going to be a little short. Jason's going to be pen on the spot. Nope, they're moving it. First down.
Yeah, they'll move the chains. Brandon Dunahy was the first one to wrap him up. And then the freshman, Tag Bonema, comes over from his middle linebacker position, finishes it off.
Good vision by Raskowski on the play. Yeah. There was a defender right there during the exchange. He sidestepped them easily, got a little burst, and got the chains moved. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. This time they give off on the jet sweep, and it's Lewis who's going to get about 3 yards to the 48. Second down and 7 yards with a minute and a half on our first half clock.
Now, Javon Lewis had a little bit of daylight. He took advantage of it to pick up a gain, and now we'll have second and intermediate as the clock continues to tick away.
Second down, they get to the line quickly. Pape looking to throw. Got time. Now he's going to get hit and wrapped up and pulled down. And back to the 40-yard line.
Ryan Bellis with the sack, the senior.
Clock continues to run under a minute now. 36-0 Chicks lead, and Western's got a third down at about 14 yards. Pape had time, but he needed to get it out of there about a beat quicker than he was trying to. And a good job on the penetration to get a hold of him and bring him in, because Pape's not an easy guy to tackle one-on-one.
No, he's not.
There's a handoff to Raskowski. He'll smash into the line, nowhere to go. It'll bring up fourth down and about 14 now for Western. And with 25 seconds to go, we might not see another play here in the first half.
And it looks like they're going to watch the clock tick down.
And with 5 seconds, teams will exit the field, and we'll get into the half here. 36-0 all Zealand East in the first half on our broadcast here with K105.3. We'll take 2 minutes, come back and get things started for the halftime on K105.3. The Football Frenzy brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
At Spring Arbor Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Our goal is to help our residents maintain their independence and enjoy life to the fullest. Our state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of social activities, a full-service salon, and expert nursing care. If you are looking for just the right place for your loved one, call Adrian at 750-2700 to set up your tour today.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now, back to the press box.
T. Boyle, Jason Smith on the half, 36-0. Zealand East Chicks. They score every time they touch the football, Jason.
Yeah.
Virtually.
Just about,
Western,
yeah.
Western did get a couple stops there in the second quarter, but, yeah, basically it was just get the football and run, too. That was the name of the game. Nothing tricky, nothing gadget. Zealand just, the offensive line just got hole after hole, and you said you could run through it. We could have driven a truck through some of those holes.
Yeah, we probably could have ran the station van and towed a boat with us through some of them, and it's just been the read option. Nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Just make the right decision on the handoff or the keeper and get off to the races, and that's exactly what they've done throughout this entire game. They haven't needed to go to the air. The one time they did, it backfired tremendously with the interception. But all in all, I mean, just a very dominant first half by Zealand East.
Jason, let's go ahead and try and run down the numbers here for Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's.
Yeah, they're delicious burgers. Not much to speak about from Parma. Landon Raskowski's kind of been the bright spot for the offense. Defensively, Landon French with the interception. On the flip side of it, you have quarterback Gabe Taylor, the senior for Zeeland East, with two touchdowns, well over 100 yards rushing, and three touchdowns out of senior tailback Indiana Wesleyan commit Joshua Fusco.
I want to make sure we note the what did I say, 59-yard run from Tyler Pape.
Yes, the big Tyler really Pape 59-yard run.
Gave Western their best scoring chance, but they came away with no points. And these Western fans made the trip. They're supporting this team, and I'll tell you what, Jason, however it goes here in the final 24 minutes, it's been a fantastic season for the Panthers and another step in the right direction for the program in general.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a team that really has nothing to hang their heads about at all, despite the scoreboard and what it might say. They've played tough. They've hung in throughout the first half, and the season as a whole, your only two losses are to two teams that are likely making their way at least to the state semifinals, but you always hope that if a team's going to knock you out, they're the team that wins the championship in your division. So, you know, Lumen Christi looks like they're well on their way to that, but the Zeeland East team looks like they're going to make some noise here in the last couple of rounds.
And you really got a good chance of having that happen if you're Western. That this Zeeland East team, what's that? MaxPreps.com
yes.
Had them as the third best team in this division.
Mm-hmm.
And Muskegon, I think, was number one, and that's their likely opponent next round. At least Muskegon was in the lead.
Yep.
At last check-in.
Yeah, and they still are. Sorry, Steve, your AAA.
Oh, no, do that AAA Jackson Out-of-Town scoreboard.
Yeah, the AAA of Jackson Out-of-Town scoreboard. First up, Muskegon leading Cedar Springs, 28-12, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The other game we're keeping an eye on, Nick Thomas has five touchdowns now. He leads Blissfield by himself, 33-0. Lumen Christi also leading 33-0, 44 to go in the third.
Yeah, Nick Thomas over that, past the Al Bundy mark of four touchdowns in a single high school football game. He's got five.
That's right.
That's always that bellwether. That's the
benchmark for any respectable tailback in a high school football game.
If you're serious about the game.
Yeah, and we've been hoping to try to get a score in the Mendon and Holton game. The other three games on deck are all Saturday kicks.
Yeah, and at last check-in from Lumen, 33-0, mm-hmm. Titans over Blissfield, as you mentioned, the Titans well on their way to another appearance in the next round.
Looking for three straight state championships.
It's going to be a tough matchup. Should they hold out and beat Blissfield, with I think they've got 12 minutes to play there. Montrose and Flint Hamity playing to see who they're going to face, and Flint Hamity unbeaten on the season. That's a couple good squads right there, Montrose.
Yeah.
Again, another one of those teams that has a couple losses on their record, but when you look at who they lost to, it makes
tough
sense.
Tough teams, yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of these teams that you look at now, if they have a loss on their record, it's usually to another team that is battling in this regional final to get to the state semis.
So let's go ahead and take another 4 minutes here on the half. We'll come back and look at some other information, set things up for the second half. Again, our score here at Zeeland East Stadium, 36-0. The Chicks lead the Parma Western Panthers on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Top Line Apparel is a first-class screen printing and embroidery company in Spring Arbor. With over 16 years' experience in the screen printing industry, customers can expect nothing but the top of the line. Top Line Apparel offers excellent customer service with a wide range of brands. Top Line Apparel is able to screen print t-shirts, long-sleeve tees, sweatshirts, jerseys, moisture-wicking shirts, and more. Email for a free quote on any size order. Top Line Apparel is capable of printing small or large orders to fit your needs. Email Top Line Apparel at toplineapparel.mi@gmail.com. Top Line Apparel says, "Go Panthers!"
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Children helplessly crying on Santa's lap. A fried turkey unexpectedly going up in flames. Black Friday shopping. That's the holidays for you. What are you gonna do?
Well, this year you can take a break from the madness and enjoy Denny's new festive flavors. Cinnamon roll pancakes, turkey and dressing dinner, garlic, peppercorn, sirloin, and a variety of holiday pies. Yep, that's how you do the holidays. Denny's new festive flavors lineup. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician for emergencies on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Zeeland High School, Zeeland Stadium. The Chicks with a nice first half, 36-0, they lead the Parma Western Panthers. A halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet dealer.
That's right.
And we want to say thank you also to Denny's for bringing you the halftime stats.
Hey, Steve, these burgers are from Denny's?
These burgers are from Denny's. Though we do owe a thank you to the Zeeland Athletic Department here for a delicious pizza dinner that we were treated to as we got up into the press box, not outside of it, which that ended up being a... an unexpected treat when we arrived, and all that extra preparation and for dealing with the cold is for naught. But I'll tell you what, I don't mind. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Yeah, plus the window's cracked right here, so it's a little bit chilly coming in.
I can't believe that's how we know how cold it is outside. How much cold air is able to come through that two-inch gap in this one window.
Yeah, we have it open just enough to get microphones through there for the stations that are up here, and man alive.
Oh, goodness. So here we are in the half again, 36-0. And what do you make adjustment-wise in the locker room, Jason? If you're Western, you want to do something, I think, number one, you got to look how you can close that middle part of the defense of the lineup and start making that. They've been able to run inside and out, but you got to take one away, and I think you got to take away the middle of the line.
Yeah, you take away the middle, and you're going to force them to go out onto the edge. And if you can get them out onto the edge, you have a better shot. I mean, I think maybe if you're Western, you try to pay off Aaron Gruppen, who is the maintenance director here at Zeeland East, and he's the one who was out here for hours plowing off the field. See if he can put that snow back and maybe give these guys a chance to level the playing field a little bit.
But I think in that Western locker room, too, I think your conversation revolves around getting something started.
Yes, yes.
Let's go out there. They got to come out on defense first. So I think first you say, we want to get a stop. We got to get a stop. You get that football back and you say, we don't want to make up 36 points in one play. We can't.
Yep.
So let's go out there and have a drive and let's get into the end zone. And then from there you just continue to work and see if you can't, you know, get yourself back into this where you have you have a shot at it. It looks daunting. Mm-hmm. But tell you what, if anybody's up for it right now, it's these Western Panthers. They've had a great season so far.
Yes.
And this will be their last shot to keep it going.
Yeah, and for Dave Milson, you go into the locker room and you maybe say, all right, here's what we're going to do. First time we get the ball on offense, we're going to run a dive play. And everybody in the locker room is going to say, well, what are we doing? Why are we running a dive play? We're down 36. I want you to do one thing right. And then on the next play, we'll do another thing right. And then on the next play, that'll be three things we've done right. And we just build and build and build on that. And then you continue to do things the right way, and good things are going to happen for you. And that starts with shoring up this defense and protecting the middle of the field, especially because Zealand East is getting the ball back here and a running clock once we start off halftime.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take three more minutes on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer, and we'll come back and get the second half underway. 36-0, the Chicks of Zealand East lead the Parma Western Panthers on K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
A commercial contractor that takes pride in working together with a client, subcontractors, and suppliers. Jones Construction Solutions, specializing in commercial construction and renovations. Whether it's building a new restaurant, renovating an existing office building, or adding on to a growing car dealership, Jones Construction Solutions. Toby Jones has incredible relationships with area subcontractors and suppliers, ensuring your project gets the attention to detail you need. Log on to JonesConstructionSolutions.com for more information now. A proud supporter of Western Athletics.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
The International Union of Kettlebell Lifters has been awarded observer status in the 2020 Olympics in Japan, with kettlebell sport lifting now being considered an Olympic sport. Quote, this is historic for kettlebell, according to Rhonda Glick, owner and head trainer of Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor. Also, the IUKL governing body of the Olympic Committee has named Rhonda Glick president, the USA IUKL Olympic Team USA. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center inside the Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor, where your functional strength begins.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Glad to be here at Zeeland East. Hey, score a career touchdown at Michigan Automotive Compressor Incorporated.
Yeah.
Join the technical and skilled trade teams. Be a top draft pick with the benefits and pay. Outstanding coverage levels with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. Come off the bench and into engineering, machine maintenance, facilities, and die maintenance. Score a touchdown today at Mackey. Apply at mishauto.com. Zeeland, as we mentioned, will return here to start the second half. They're back deep. Ball teed up on the 40, 12 minutes on the game clock. Panthers going left to right on the field for us. Western trailing 36 to nothing. And the kick is up. Not deep, high, fielded at the 25. On the run toward the left sideline and chased down, brought down at the 26. And Western looks like they got a little bit of energy there in that locker room. Come out and making a great play on special teams. And on the carry for Zeeland, the return for Zeeland is Colin Aronson. The high school with an Aronson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At center?
A chick, though, yeah.
Really?
Not a chick like a Zeeland chick.
Right.
But Melody Aronson.
Oh, yeah!
11:20, third quarter clock. It's running. Handoff is to Fusco. Patient run on that one. Finds a gap. And so Western initially had that middle hole closed. So Fusco just waited, and eventually it got open. He gets to the 36 before he's stopped on first down, 9 yards.
Now he's going
to
come off limping here is Fusco. He missed last week's game, the win in their epic playoff game with Zeeland West. And that he'll be replaced by Alex Stockdale, who we've seen break a couple of big runs in this one.
That's got to be the best road game you can possibly hope for, to just play in your own stadium.
Yeah.
Against the team that's across the parking lot from you. Second down and one. And Taylor will keep it running to the right side. He's got a lot of daylight. He'll get to the first down marker and then some toward midfield. Chased out of bounds right at the 50. First and 10 for Zeeland East.
And there it is again, getting to the edge and being able to break tackles and shed tackles into that second level. And that's going to get you significant chunks of yardage here, as you're looking at probably now both Joshua Fusco, Gabe Taylor getting close to that century mark in rushing yards.
Nose of the football is on the 50-yard line. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Third quarter, this game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They clean drains that others can't. And a nice break of the tackle and turned on the burners to the 40 and almost down to the 45 before he's brought down on the carry. And we got an injured Panther on the field. On the carry there is Alex Stockdale. And we can't quite tell who the player is down the field. Now he gets up to a sitting position. He's going to look to try and stand up. And he does. And that looks like it's Raskowski. Bowden Brown.
Yeah, Bodie.
And again, that's the like white jersey, gold letters.
Yeah,
and there's our gold numbers.
Black outline or a thicker black outline. It might help a little bit, but we're struggling. We are riding the struggle bus, but thankfully there's guys up here with binoculars who got us taken care of.
First and 10 for Zeeland. That'll be at the 37-yard line into Western territory. Clock running here down to 9:25. 36-0 Chicks lead in the third quarter.
And it is a running clock. It stops only for tips, touchdowns, interceptions, penalties, or touchdowns, injuries, penalties, and safeties.
There's their snap. There's the handoff. Stockdale again on the carry. He'll get to the 45 and down to about the 44 before he stops. Second down. And that's not a great spot. Second down about 7.
Moronco on the tackle. Ball from 34.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains others can't hear in the third quarter. Thanks to them. They've been on with us all year, along with East Jackson Community Schools, yeah. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, and our fourth quarter sponsor, Airflow Heating and Cooling.
Good people.
Yeah, and that guy listens to the games too, Minuteman. So if you're listening, thank you.
Still my favorite storyteller, by the way.
Out of the shotgun, there's a read option. Waited late to decide to run and keep it. And Taylor on the run, he's going to get inside the 10. It's about the 8-yard line before he stopped. And that was really, he took his time on the read, Jason, made the right call. And a big gain again for Gabe Taylor.
Yeah, it almost looked like he was ready to give that to Stockdale and then pulled it back at the last possible moment. Might have even ripped it back out of his hands and said, nope, I got the lane, I'm going.
So they'll put it at the 9-yard line, first and goal for the Chicks. 36-0 they lead, and now under 8 minutes to go, third quarter. There's a snap. Gives to Stockdale, taking his time. They'll stop him up at about the 6-yard line, and he's still fighting. Didn't get off his feet there until the last moment, but forward progress was stopped, and that spot should be at about the 7, and it looks like where they're going to put it.
7-yard line, second goal.
Trying to get a look at where Josh Fusco happens to be hanging out on the sidelines. I don't see him. He went back into the locker room for a little bit warmer conditions to work with the trainer.
Jason, looks like we got a final from the Titans game on the AAA of Jackson Town scoreboard, 33-0. Lou McChristie will move on. As the handoff goes to Stockdale, right side, turns it upfield and into the end zone. Touchdown, Zealand East.
Oh, there he is. I found him. He emerged from a sea of awesome cloaks. Alex Stockdale, the backup slash second tailback, played most of the game last week when Fusco went out with the injury, making the most of his limited carries here.
Seven-yard score for Stockdale as he makes his way off the field. And the two-point team stays on now. A little different look from the Chicks on this one, under center. Snap and hand it off, and he'll get into the conversion. No, they stand up and turn him back. I don't see a signal. They're going to turn him away. No good. Conversion attempt fails, and good job by the Panthers defense as some snowflakes start coming down, Jason.
Nope.
Under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Let's take 30 seconds to get back to the kickoff on K105.3.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, football teed up on the 40-yard line. Zealand set to kick off with a 42-0 lead, and the snow flurries flying. Bounces off the turf, hits the return man in the mask. He picks it up to about the 32, and it's Raskowski or Bowden Brown. Those two look identical to me. They're both. It's Brown on the return. They're both going short sleeves. They both have numbers that start with 2.
And they're both impossible to see from where we're standing. Running clock continues to go as the flurries kind of make their way down and then take a hard right-hand turn once they get down into the stadium.
Oh, goodness. Story we'll be telling for a while on the trip to Zealand, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
But thank good we ended up indoors. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 34. Handoff to Raskowski. He gets through the line. And
there
he goes. First down to the 50. Still on his feet. 45, 40, up the sideline to the 30, 20, down to the 15 before Landon Raskowski is pulled out of bounds. A big run for the Panthers.
That is what the Panthers needed right there. Big, big run by Raskowski all the way down the sideline. Brandon Dunahy turned it into a track meet at the end, brought him down near the 15. First and 10 for the Panthers in striking distance.
Yeah, no quitting these Panthers. Hand off to Raskowski on first down, and he'll get into the line. Stopped at the 15, second down and 10 upcoming. Under 5.5 to go here. Third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Our football frenzy, all of our playoff games, ours, the Lumen Christi games with GOC and Rich, all brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Yeah.
And they've got that, I think ceramic is the word they use for it.
Ceramic Pro.
To protect that paint. You get a new vehicle, they just they can keep that thing looking shiny and new for a long, long time. On the second down, Kerry Raskowski rumbles forward for about four, third down and six.
Now under 5 minutes to go here.
In the third.
In the third quarter. 42-0.
And there's a shotgun snap to Pape. He's going to keep dives through the line. And a nice tackle there. It's going to keep him short of the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth and short. Bonema on the tackle. Tag Bonema, the freshman linebacker.
Yeah. Very unheard of to have a freshman playing middle linebacker, but thankfully he's got his older brother Boone, the senior, also lining up at that middle linebacker spot, and those two have learned quite a bit from their older brother, currently at Central Michigan as a linebacker.
Fourth down at about two here. Big set for the Panthers. And some motion on the line. That's going to be a false start. Procedure penalty at 4:02. So they'll lose 5 yards on that play. Just a little too ready to make a play there on fourth and short.
Yeah, and if you're Western here, I like the idea of maybe spreading out the offense a little bit, going four wide, maybe two to a side, having the slot receiver sort of serve as a pick for the wideouts, have the wideouts run on a slant route, get you that best possible angle to get to the end zone here.
Well, they will split out four wide. Nate Burke split way left. And back to pass is Pape, looking for the screen, set up to Raskowski. He's got it at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Landon Raskowski. There is a flag on the play, and that may come in late there, Jason, with a tackle after he's in the end zone. That'd be my guess. I didn't see a hold or anything.
Now the flag is at the 5, and that is a block in the back.
Hence Western, so they did get in the end zone, but they'll pull it back. With 3.5 to go here in the third, their first points come off the board. Great play call, right timing, and just poor execution at the end of the play there, the block in the back at the 5-yard line, as Raskowski was able to rumble it into the end zone.
Yeah, they had that play bit, Zealand East bit hard on that screen pass, worked to perfection, but we'll do it again. Fourth and 10, they can get a first down, got to get to the 5.
Clock starts, 3.5 in the third for Minuteman Sewer and Drain out of the shotgun. And back to pass, Pape again. Everybody ears pinned back, and they go kind of a similar play, looking for Landon French. It's knocked down, incomplete, fourth down. Turnover on downs for the Panthers, and the Chicks will take over at their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, that one batted down by the junior Joshua Folkers.
A lot of Landons on the Western Panthers.
Yes, there are.
Several, a few Logans also. So we'll turn things over to the Chicks one more time. And there's a QB read option keep. Substitution, and now a quarterback for Zealand East is Ethan Hodeling, sophomore. Saw him throwing passes in warm-ups, and he looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, they all look really well-disciplined.
Be surprised if they took it to the air here with a 42-0 advantage and only 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hodeling comes in from the sideline to the huddle. Chicks huddled at the 5-yard line. They break. Football placed on the 14. They lost about one on the play. Second down and 11. Three wideouts for Hodeling, and he is back to throw. Looking downfield, has time, gets the throw away. It's up in the air, and Burke makes a diving attempt at the interception about the 45 and can't quite get to it. Incomplete. Third down and 11 for the Chicks.
Kind of wonder if maybe the Hulk hand didn't come in handy there.
Minute 38 here in the third. 42-0 again the lead for the Zeeland East Chicks. And huge kudos to the Western community, the Parma community, for coming out and supporting their team and supporting them on the radio here. A lot of these sponsors that are on for these playoff games have been Western supporters, and I see a lot of them in the audience at the games that we do.
Yeah, and they haven't left yet.
Play action and a throw on the slant. And the play is dropped, intended on the play, Austin Bowman. The guy's everywhere. And it almost looked like, Jason, he tried to catch it and throw it backwards to somebody, like a hook and ladder almost.
Yeah.
It just came out of his hands that way. So under a minute, fourth down and 11, and the punt unit will come on for the Chicks. Punt returner back at about the 45, the Zeeland 45.
And that is
French.
Yep, line of French.
And now we'll get a flag on the field as they set up for the punt.
And
delay a game?
No.
Illegal substitution. And then you can see that it's like when that happens, the guilty guy always seems to run out like, my bad.
He so, kind of ran off like, what did I do?
Yeah. I thought I was in. 35.8 on their third quarter clock is the third quarter's going to run out here on us shortly. Now the punt will take place from about the 9-yard line.
Logan Brower to punt,
and it's
short.
Not a great punt. Maybe he got a hand on it. Bounces at the 35, now down to the 40, where it's down by Kellen Aronson. Best starting field position for the Panthers in a while. And the time's going to run out on our third quarter here. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break. We'll come back with the final set. 42-0, Zeeland East leads Western on K105.3, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. Switch sides. The Panthers going from right to left now on your radio dial from the 16-yard line. First and 10. Back to pass is Pape. Hit as he throws, and it looked caught. No, and a fall incomplete. And the pass was on a slant and just out of the hands. And I think Landon French intended on the play. Fourth quarter underway here, brought to you by Airflow Heating and Air Conditioning. And the heating, much more valuable right now than the air conditioning.
Yes. Hey, I've got a AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard update. Final, Cedar Springs loses to Muskegon 34-18.
Pape takes the carry. He's got a shot at the end zone. He turns it in, and he's gone. He's through the end zone there.
Touchdown.
That one's good. Touchdown. And no flags on the field, and it looks like the Panthers will get on the scoreboard as some more snowflakes start to fly.
It seriously looks like
six.
Someone has a machine up there, and they're just throwing snow onto the field. This is just mean and cruel.
It's confetti for the touchdown. Congratulations to Tyler Pape. Gets the Panthers in the end zone. There's the first point. Sign route to the big comeback. The 42-6 score with 10:42 to go in the game. They'll come out, try for two. spread them out wide. Pape in the backfield with Landon Raskowski. Pape's going to keep, and he'll get that in for two. 42-8. Now our score. 10:42 to go here in the final segment of this one. Let's take 30 seconds to get back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Fourth quarter of this football game brought to you by Airflow Heating and Air Conditioning. And they've been doing that and doing it well, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. As the snow starts to come down quite a bit heavier here, Jason.
Yeah. Yep, there it is.
10:42 to go. It's a sight to see the low kick here. Caught at the 25. And running to the right side, and the great job by Nate Burke to come down and get that tackle at the 25-yard line. Continuing to run side to side there, but not finding anywhere to turn it upfield. Tommy Zagunas on the return for Zeeland East.
Yeah, it looked like he might have went a little backwards on that one.
Thanks to Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, Computer Ties, Baker Builders, Jacob's Ladder, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Jones Construction Solutions, all supporting on the game today. Laughlin Slice of Spice. Sunday, Senior Citizen Day. 15% off your entire meal, open to close.
Sweet.
Dine-in only at Laughlin Slice of Spice in Spring Arbor. Shotgun for Zeeland, and there's a handoff. Finds some room off tackle. Takes a hit, and he'll get knocked out of bounds. And that's a new ball carrier for us. Sebastian Hunderman.
He's the freshman that actually recovered the fumble on the kickoff in the first half.
You have the list. What's he listed at height-wise? He can't be much taller than you.
I don't, but looking at him, maybe 5'5". I'll give him 170.
170?
He's a big kid. He's thick.
Dense.
Maybe
he's
dense. The pads. Yeah, he's dense.
Second down at about 6 for Zeeland. Running some clock under 10 minutes now. Shotgun snap, handoff goes to Hunderman again, and he's got defenders in the backfield. Ooh. And a big takedown. He'll lose yardage on that play. And forward progress, I think, is going to get him to about the 24. Make it the 23, third down, and about 13 for Zeeland. 9.5 on the game clock.
And Brock Myers getting the penetration there to bring him down. I really like their scoreboard here at Zeeland Stadium. They have the advertisers coming up, and they just had an eye store with so many vision puns in their ad. It was fantastic.
Three wide for Zeeland. And again, the backup QB in. Looking to pass on third and long. He's got a man up the gap. Missed him by that much. Had him open, and he had plenty of arm, just not on target. Incomplete pass for Ethan Hodling. And that'll bring in the punt team for Zeeland again. Western gets the stop, and with 8:50 on the clock, it'll stop. 42-8 Zeeland lead. The Chicks came right out, and Jason just scored on their first three straight possessions and really just got a comfortable lead and never looked back. The running attack was a little too much for the Panthers in the early going.
Yeah, they really did a number on them early on in this one and caused all kinds of frustration for that Western defense and just were never really able to recover and lock it back down.
Snap is good. Punts away. Good kick. He's going to get fielded at the 50 and return. French going, picking his way through. He'll get close to the 40, but not quite. 42-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers in Zealand territory.
And the flurries continuing to fly.
Yeah. Flurries is an understatement. You're right, Jason. Though, if you look right to the right, it just looks like somebody's just blowing it in here off the top of another building nearby.
I feel like there's someone with a villain mustache just like twirling it, spinning one of those snow thrower things. There it is.
First and 10, Panthers. Takes the jet sweep. Pape keeps looking to get to the right side. He'll get to the edge. Defender had him by the arm. He tried to drag away. Get him stopped at the 40. Second down and about 7.
And that was Ryan Stockdale, the junior, with the stop. Alden Taylor also in there as well.
So, I ran down the list or the prep work with you in the car, but I neglected to mention on the broadcast, Zeeland. It's like Dutch for sea land.
Yes.
And it's named after a region in Holland. And, of course, we're near Holland, Michigan, as Raskowski rumbles ahead for the first down. And that's not Raskowski. That's Pape again on the keep. And, of course, we're near Holland, Michigan, so there's a Dutch history, and they call it Sealand. Mm-hmm. And the Zealand crest of arms is a horse,
yep.
And it's partially submerged in water, or emerging from water, because most of the Zealand area back in Holland,
yes.
is below sea
below
level.
Below sea level, yep.
So here, I saw that crest as we drove through downtown Zealand, and it reminded me of all of that. I'd never been here before.
And you had told me you checked out the Zealand Chamber of Commerce website, and they have probably the corniest but best catchphrase ever.
Feel
I love
the
it.
Zeal.
Yeah, feel the zeal. I love it. That's awesome. It's so corny. It's fantastic. I got nothing for that one. It's awesome.
And I saw that as I was searching information about Zealand. Number one, we had after the debacle we had during last week's game, trying to figure out where it even was. I had to make sure we knew before we departed today.
We had to do our research. See, now there's you doing the in-depth research, and then I'm researching why my hat has the little fuzzy beanie on top, because I was curious.
Which?
It's a French thing. It started with the French Navy, and basically you're in close quarters, kind of low-hanging ceilings and stuff, so the little beanie on top of your winter caps, it protected your head if you bumped it, but also if you felt it scrape against something, you knew you were about to hit your head. And that's where that tradition started, was the French Navy.
It's a low technology sensor.
It is.
On the top of your head and for submarine travel.
Yes, and it's the French Navy of all people. We thought maybe if they felt it, you know, that's when they knew they had to surrender, but we love the French. I'm just kidding. I love crepes. They're delicious.
Or very skinny pancakes.
Yes, just say I love tiny pancakes. It's a nice out.
42-8, under 8 minutes. We had an injured Zealand player on the field. He's making his way to the sideline with help, which is a bummer, and hopefully able to get back at it and be healthy for next week's tilt. K. Sanbuteroff.
Good job.
There's a handoff.
There he goes.
And there's a touchdown coming all the way to the end zone. On the carry for the Panthers is number 2 in your playbooks, number 1 in your heart, James Bloomfield.
Western's making this final 8 minutes interesting.
Making it a little more fun. 42-14 now with a 2-point try pending. And kudos to those Western Panther fans. No one's left yet. Maybe they can't leave. The bus isn't ready yet.
I thought I saw, there's the 3 buses there, plus I thought I saw a coach out there as they go for 2 and get it
succeed.
In.
Succeed. Landon Raskowski on the rumble. Takes it in for the 2-point conversion, 42-16, with 7:48 to go, fourth quarter. 30-second break on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith with 7:48 to go, fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Air Conditioning. Out-of-town scoreboard for AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street. We already know the final. Lumen Christi has defeated Blissfield 33-0, and they'll move on to the next round. At last check-in, Muskegon comfortably ahead of
over 32-16 the final.
Thank you, 32-16. So Muskegon will be waiting the Chicks in the next round. On the return, he gets it upfield to the 40, pushed out at the 50. The Chicks, nice run back. Special teams,
freshman and Sebastian Hunderman.
Hunderman getting his name on the radio here late in the tilt as Zealand will take it. First and 10 in Panther territory at the 48.
That's a pretty cool name.
Hunderman?
Sebastian Hunderman.
I'll take your word for it.
I see many great law firms in his future.
Hunderman. Hunderman, Fusco, and Stockdale.
Stockdale. Attorneys at law.
Headquartered in Zealand.
Yeah.
And there's a read option for the QB. And he's not going to go too far. Does lean forward, makes it 5 yards on the play. Totaling on the carry for Zealand.
Sophomore backup quarterback.
As the snow continues to blow, 7:14, ticking away on our fourth quarter. Playoff football on the radio brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
That's right.
Phil Tripp, Barb Tripp, all the trips.
Good folk.
Second down and 5. Spread formation here for Zealand. Hodling takes the snap and takes his time to read. Hands off and a great tackle in the backfield. Good penetration. Makes the tackle happen. And that is Brady Yoakum on the stop. The carry for Zealand, Tom Tui.
First time we've called the junior's number today.
Yeah, he did have. We do have a flag out in the secondary, Jason.
It's unusual since the play didn't really get that far.
Personal foul, and it's going to go against Western.
Interesting.
So they'll walk off 15 yards.
I didn't see anything that might have warranted a personal foul, anything overly blatant.
Say, if I had to guess, I'd just imagine a little extracurricular.
Yeah. Somebody sneaking their way down into the secondary, throwing a block, and maybe blocking a little too hard. Up by a bunch of scores late in this one. Although the running clock has ceased with the last couple of scores by Western.
First and 10 from the 37, and Hodling's going to run around the right side, turns it upfield, gets to the 30, he's forced out of bounds. Comfortable run to get you 7 yards on first down. 6.5 left in the game clock. Stay tuned for the post game. Your Jackson area Subway player of the game for SRE Bob Subways.
The student section here at Zealand East has not given up.
The band still out here in force, at least the drum section.
Yeah, I can see a couple of the brass instruments out here, too. I bet those are fun in the snow. Poor guys and girls.
Second down is short. Hodling takes it into the line, and the read option keeps. He'll get to about the 29. Not a great spot on this, so we'll put the butt of the football on the 30, it looks like.
Third down and
And third down and three here. Football on the 30-yard line with 6:04 to go. Three wideouts holding in the backfield. Joined back there by Tui. 30-yard line, third down, short. And that's a handoff to Tui. Breaks through the line. He's going to get to the 25 and rumble down to the 22. He'll be stopped, but that's first and 10 for the Chicks.
And, of course, Zeeland East, Zeeland West share facilities here at Zeeland Stadium. Formerly one school had split off into the Chicks and the Zeeland West Ducks. As the snow picks up a little bit heavier.
Heck of a rivalry between those two, Jason,
yeah.
too, that's kind of emerging, where last season in the pre-district, the Zeeland West Ducks beat the Chicks. Now the Chicks had to beat the Ducks to advance in the playoffs. Here they are, first and 10 from the 24-yard line. With 5:07 to go. There's the snap, running right is Hodling. He's got blockers. Turns it upfield at the 20. Dives back inside. He's going to get to the 18 in the air, but it'll be short of the marker by about 4 yards. Second down and four.
Good 40, move there.
42-16 our score in the fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, that was a good move by Hodling to make that dive cutback and stay in bounds, keep that clock moving.
Yeah, I can't imagine wanting to stay out there much longer. As you can start to see some accumulation, especially on the track, Jason. Mm-hmm. It was mostly clear when we started, and now it's looking white all the way around.
Yep.
And there's a hand up on second down to two. He's going to get down to the 15 and leans forward. Push won't quite get to the marker, but it'll be right next to it there, third down and real short. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, Tri-County Water, Top Line Apparel, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Summit Orthodontics. Thanks to them over there for making my daughter having braces super convenient for me. I can't believe how efficient that office runs. It blows my mind every time. There's some room for Hodling. Pulled down from behind. They keep him from the end zone, but they can't keep him from the first down marker. Move the chains first and goal.
That was Garrett Plate that he dragged for a couple of yards.
Garrett Plate's another real nice player for the Mounties. Or Mounties for the Panthers.
Had a great
year. Right as I looked at my sponsor sheet with the Northwest Community Schools at the top. Yeah, nice year for Garrett Plate.
Tui will be to the right.
First and goal. Tui takes the handoff to the five. He's going to get that into the end zone. Touchdown, Chicks. Under 3 minutes to go. 42-16 becomes 48-16. Safe to say that Zeeland East will be moving on with Muskegon waiting. We were really excited about potentially taking a drive up to Muskegon, Jason.
Yeah, we were noting how we had to add another half an hour, 45 minutes to our drive from here to get our way up to Muskegon. And we were looking forward to it because then that meant that we might get a shot at actually calling a game at Ford Field. But all for naught.
2-point try here. Hodling looking to get to the edge. He'll get to the corner. Tiptoes inside the pylon. And he'll make that 2-point conversion good. So 48-16 becomes 50-16 on the 2-point conversion. 2:58 remains. And let's take a 30-second break on K105.3.
Mike Smido, Western School Superintendent.
Really what it boils down to is we're going to take care of your child. We care about your child. When you come to Western, you're coming to our family, and we're going to take care of you. Your child is a very precious part of your family, and we're going to do our best to educate them to the best of their abilities and our abilities. And if that means they need to have online instruction, we want to provide that. We want to give your child an opportunity to succeed and be the best they can be.
Thank you.
to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Dylan East with the kickoff down to the 12-yard line, fielded by Javon Lewis. And he's just going to run into a wall at about the 27. Ball comes loose, easily recovered by the Chicks, and it was a clear fumble.
Yes,
and the Chicks get the football back with 2:48 to go.
Lewis is trying to plead his case, and he's it's all for naught, young man.
Now, Jason, as we look at the Panthers, and as we mentioned, maybe the best season in school history, and you look at some of the names we've been calling regularly tonight, James Bloomfield, Tyler Pape, Landon Raskowski, Bodie Brown, Landon French, there's more.
Tyler
Brock
Oxley.
Myers.
Yeah.
Drew Pastorisa, not Oxley, but all these juniors that will be back again.
Yes.
You know, it's you hope it's the beginning of what's a good run and a great team in that Interstate 8 conference for Western, and a chance for them to really put together several years more. Last year, a good year. This year, they built on that, and we'll see what they have in store for the future. The team is really set up to be good in the long haul. Coach Mifsud has got them set up. Really great staff. Rich Hall, Ben Pack, Troy Plate, Tyler Ridgeway, Eric Giannunzio. Yeah, they're really in a good position to be good for a while here.
Absolutely.
At Western. So, again, a really great season that looks to be winding down here. Final 2:11 on the second down carry. It is Hodling takes the ball. You know, that read option, Hodling hasn't read handing the football off very often.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of work to do on his read option skill set, but he's only a sophomore. And when you have a quarterback that's as good as Gabe Taylor is at the read option, I mean, he can really get some great tutelage from Taylor these last couple of games.
Felt like he's wanted to keep it more than he's wanted to give it. Now at 1:36 to go. And this time he does hand off, and the Western defense is awaiting. And the handoff goes to Lambert. So with 1:25 to go, a 50-16 score. The Chicks looking to run the clock out. 4th and 5. Flag momentarily on the field, picked up.
Yeah. That was a play there where Hodling probably was better suited to keep that and run to the left side. Had a nice little hole there that he just missed. And that'll come with time, making those correct decisions and finding the correct path on those read option plays.
Shotgun again, Hodling. He'll hand off. And they'll stop him pretty quickly right at the 20. Turnover on downs. The Panthers will get one more shot at it here with about 47 seconds to go. Sebastian Hunderman on the carry. Final 47 seconds of the Western Panthers football season. Again, it's been a pleasure to watch them when we have a good team this year. And they'll end it at about 10-2. I think they'll be very pleased. First ever district championship in school history. First ever playoff win in school history. And again, lots to build on and lots to look forward to in the future, as it looks like they'll bring back a very talented team for next year and a battle-tested group, as I mentioned, including quarterback Tyler Pape. Another year with him and Raskowski in the backfield is going to be tough for I-8 teams to deal with next year. There's a completed pass and a first down. Chased down from behind, but a nice gain on that one by Bloomfield.
Yeah, and he's been sort of the star of the game and definitely in the running for our Subway Player of the Game for sure.
Four wide. Pape takes the snap, back to throw again. 27 seconds going deep. He's got a man.
Got a man.
Caught it at the 20, or 30, excuse me, 20.
There he goes.
Burt to the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. We'll take one more score with 19 seconds to go.
There it is.
62-yard strike on the pass. And for as much as Pape has looked like he's missed a couple receivers throughout the game, that pass was picture perfect. And even with the Hulk hand on, Nate Burke able to pull it in and take it to the house. And, you know, Jason, it makes me wonder why they didn't take one of the, a few more of those deep strikes earlier in the game.
Yeah, it looks like they were able to get people open and get behind the defensive coverage. Just couldn't make it happen.
And the two-point try, he'll rumble in. And that one's good. 50-26 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. You know what? Let's keep it here. Oh, excuse me. 50-24 is the right score. I was waiting for them to put up 2 points, and they beat me to it. So 50-24, 19 seconds to go. Again, we'll keep it here and say thank you to Laughlin's Slice of Spice.
Yes.
And, you know, Jason, you need an excuse to get there, or is the pizza enough?
The pizza's enough, but Wednesdays are just as sweet with the Wine Wednesdays.
Yeah? Do you like reds or whites?
I was never really a big fan of wine, and Ashley got me on to Rieslings. They're a sweeter white.
Sure.
Really good. I dig them.
Well, half off all wine by the bottle with your meal purchase, Wine Wednesdays at Laughlin's Slice of Spice in Spring Arbor.
Is there any other way to have wine other than by the bottle?
Do you buy it? People buy it by the glass.
Why?
You just drink right out of the bottle?
Yeah, you just put a, like one of them spiral straws in there.
You one of them winos?
Shh. No.
That's a seldom used term these days. Wino.
That's exactly what a wino would say.
There's a low rolling kickoff, fielded at the 20, and the returning slides down. I think he meant to stay on his feet and try to kill this last 16 seconds.
I think so.
Or maybe that's what we were hoping. As the snow is beginning to build up a little bit on the field, certainly on the track as it's been blowing here now for the bulk of the second half.
If I come back to the sideline, though, and the coach says, what happened? I say, the snow, coach.
It was the snow.
I didn't trip over my own 2 feet. That was totally the snow.
Again, the Zealand East Chicks prepping now for a matchup in a week with Muskegon. That's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good Zealand East team. Victory formation. They take the knee. And that'll run out the time on this one. 50-24. The Zealand East Chicks. And they take out the Parma Western Panthers. 50-24 on K105.3. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Let's take a 2 minute break. Hang in there and we'll get you the post game. We'll get our player of the game. And we'll let you know what's going on for the rest of the playoffs here, K105.3.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
The International Union of Kettlebell Lifters has been awarded observer status in the 2020 Olympics in Japan, with kettlebell sport lifting now being considered an Olympic sport. Quote, this is historic for kettlebell, according to Rhonda Glick, owner and head trainer of Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor. Also, the IUKL governing body of the Olympic Committee has named Rhonda Glick president, the USA IUKL Olympic Team USA. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center inside the Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor, where your functional strength begins.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
Hi, this is Jeff Bondrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game for you here. 50-24, the final. The Panthers gave it their best shot, come up short against a very good Zeeland East football team, Jason. And right from the get-go, you could see Zeeland did a great job creating holes, creating running lanes for their backs, quarterback, running back, and they didn't have to go to the air. The ground game was making big play after big play early, and then they just rolled that out to the end.
Yeah, and it's kind of backwards from what we had thought. You know, with we thought the key to the game was going to be balance, the run-pass balance, force a defense to make you respect both aspects. That didn't happen. Zeeland East just took the football and just pounded it on the ground all game long, and Western couldn't stop it, so Zeeland didn't need to go to the air.
Yeah, and it wasn't really a bruising attack so much, Jason. It's just a big play. Big play after big play. They'd get a hole and those guys would hit it and they were gone. And kudos to Western for staying and playing hard all the way through this one. For 48 minutes they gave it their best. And no reason to hang their head. What a great year for the Western Panthers. Our player of the game tonight for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, Tyler Pape, threw for a touchdown there at the end. He ran in a couple. And you know, he's the one who had the big play early when it looked like they had a shot to score. They come up short, but he was game. And he's primed to have himself a really nice senior season next year for Western.
Yeah, and you can hang your hat on the fact that you were part of the Elite Eight in Division III, which might be arguably the toughest division in the state. And, you know, Greg and I talked about it on the Nooner today, just kind of going down some of the teams that are in this division and in this tournament, and it's stacked. It's tough. And, you know, so you can take some great pride in that, in being one of the Elite Eight.
Yeah, it's a really great, tough division with talent. And, you know, they got good wins over these playoff teams. Montrose was a tough team, and they get that win in overtime. And then Battle Creek Central was a good team all year long, and Western stood up to that challenge.
Yep.
They just finally ran into somebody who was a little better than them. They had a lot working against them tonight, did the Panthers, the cold weather, going on the road. This is a long trip out here.
Yeah.
So a lot of things working against them, and eventually it piled up to be too much. But a 50-24 respectable final here for the Panthers, and a really, really good year. So our player of the game, Tyler Pape. But again, we mentioned a bunch of kids on the team who will be back, presumably, a year later and ready to go. James Bloomfield, who had a nice night tonight, he was an honorable mention for player of the game. Landon Raskowski, if he's on the field, we know he's making plays. He was an honorable mention, had a couple really nice runs.
Yep.
You'll bring back
Bodie Brown, French, Eric's a senior. Wyatt Heavey's coming back.
Brock Myers.
Yep.
Yeah, just you keep looking down the list and you go, this is going to be a good team next year, another tough team. And just fun to follow them. So, again, I don't feel like we need to run down the Zeeland East touchdown
it was a big list.
Stats here at the end of the game. We just want to give kudos to Western on a great season. And here, thanks for bringing us out to Zeeland East. We had a great night. It's one of those early broadcasting memories that we'll be talking about when we're GOC's age. That time we went to Zeeland and a blizzard broke out in the second half and we had to drive home in it. Well, you have to drive, Jason.
I think
I'm going to fall asleep in the passenger seat.
But I have heated seats and heated steering wheel, so I'm not going to complain one bit. I'll be nice and cozy.
Let me run down the sponsors one more time here on our list.
Yes.
Of course, we got to say thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Looks to be our last game of the season, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate Trips being on with us as our season extended into the postseason. Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Public Schools, another school had a great year of football and a historic year for those guys. Computer Ties, Chilango's Cantina Grill, which is always at the top of my list for post-game meals. Baker Builders, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Half times all year with Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, they open drains, others can't. East Jackson Community Schools, together we thrive. Airflow Heating and Cooling, since 1952 for those guys.
Long time.
Tri-County Water, I have delicious Tri-County Water almost every day, Jason.
I do too.
Top Line Apparel, Jacob's Ladder, one of my favorite business names. You ever heard that song, Mark Wills, Jacob's Ladder? We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Lloyd Gantt Retirement Centers, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Jones Construction Solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Western Community Schools. I'm a little partial. My daughter goes there, and I'm rocking my Western pants.
You are.
Sweater that I
you
got.
You are. That's kind of cool.
What is it? Scarf.
Yes.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Mackey, Subway with our player of the game, Tyler Pape, tonight. Denny's, the halftime sponsor, getting us halftime stats and delicious burgers.
These burgers are from Denny's?
We got to get a food. We got to work out that food delivery thing for maybe next season. Summit Orthodontics, Laughlin Slice of Spice, the Jackson YMCA. And they've got their, they did the Stuff the Bus promotion.
Yes, they did.
To get stuff for their Strong Kids, Strong Communities campaign. The buses have been stuffed. The auction starts on Wednesday.
Yes, it does.
So if you've been paying attention at all to that Stuff the Bus stuff with YMCA, the auction starts on Wednesday. That's going to be when you're going to have a chance to start buying some of the things that were donated and really help out that campaign. And finally, our out-of-town scoreboard by AAA of Jackson. The other area score for anybody who missed it, 33-0, Lumen Christi beat Blissfield. The Titans will continue their season. The Panthers see theirs come to an end tonight, 50-24. Any final thoughts on the season, Jason?
Like I said, no reason to hang your hat on a fantastic year. If you are the Western Panthers, you had a fantastic season in a very tough conference with a very tough schedule in one of the toughest divisions in the state, and you made it to the Elite Eight. So kudos to them. Absolutely a wonderful season, and they have a lot of things to be proud of and a lot to look forward to next year.
Yeah, just a fun year of football all along. Thanks to all the schools who had us out. Thanks to all the sponsors, Art Main Chevrolet for the football frenzy and giving away that 2019 Chevy Equinox two-year lease. That was fun. And I just hope we get to do it again next year.
I hope so, too.
High school hoops only a couple weeks away.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
All right. So for Mike Reed back in studio, been with us all year long.
Thanks,
Jason
Mike.
Smith, I am Captain Steve. We'll talk to you next time.